When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about narcissists showing vulnerability. And yes, I know if you're watching me on YouTube, whatever, you see me outside, I'm moving into my little office or whatever this week, so I'm going to be doing some stuff outside because I don't have my lighting stuff inside anymore or in my little building right here anymore. But vulnerable narcissists, y'all, narcissists will display moments of vulnerability to get people to drop their guard. No, weaponized trauma is a real thing, y'all. Narcissistic people will absolutely display moments of vulnerability to get people to drop their guard, like to get you to trust them more, to get you to show you that the narcissists are in fact human beings. Like a lot of narcissistic people will in fact show you their human side by just, you know, by being vulnerable to you, by expressing emotions to you, by crying in front of you. You know, and you don't have to be new here to understand that a lot of narcissistic people will absolutely 100% use their tears to manipulate you with. They just will. A narcissist will cry on, some narcissists can cry on cue. Some narcissistic people are wonderful actors and actresses that can and will cry on cue to manipulate you. Vulnerability. They show you their vulnerable side to get you to drop your guard down, to get you to trust them. And things like that. That's why I tell people a lot of times that some narcissists will be honest with you up front in a way to manipulate you with. They will tell you absolutely everything that they're going to do to you. They will, because the best predictor of future behaviors is relevant past behaviors. Absolutely. They will tell you the exact same thing. They will tell you their patterns that they've exhibited in their past relationships or whatever. They will tell you exactly what they've done to their exes, their old relationship partners, their ex-husbands and ex-wives. They will tell you exactly what they've done to them in a way to being vulnerable to you, to being honest up front with you, to manipulate you into trusting them more. You'll drop your guard. If somebody unnecessarily tells you today, hey, look, I've been narcissistic for a long time, but I'm not narcissistic anymore. I've been working on myself for a long time. Like, look, and you're different. You're special. I'm going to treat you different. And they get you to drop your guard, because guess what? They didn't have to share that with you, did they? They absolutely did not have to tell you that. They didn't. And a lot of people, because they didn't have to tell you that, a lot of people will drop their guard and just say, oh, well, that's right. They didn't have to tell me that, but they did. So I trust them more. They're vulnerable to me. They were vulnerable and they were honest to me up front when they didn't have to be. So now I trust them more. And you will trust them more. It worked. Yeah, it wouldn't work on me. It works on a lot of people. Especially if you're highly empathetic, or if you yourself are in a vulnerable state. It works on you as well, because if you are also in a vulnerable state, then a narcissistic person is being vulnerable to you. You trust them because you feel like it seems like you're going through it together, right? You're healing together, right? At the beginning of a relationship dynamic, you're healing together. And not only at the beginning, they'll express vulnerability throughout the relationship here and there, just to kind of sprinkle it in to get you to trust them, to get you to believe them, to get you to empathize with them, to get you to feel sorry for them and things like that. They will absolutely sprinkle that stuff in to keep you around. They just will. And I tell this to people all the time. They will absolutely do that. Narcissists don't have emotions. Yes, they do. So many people speak in absolutes and come in here with the religious wildness in my comment section. Narcissists are devils and demons and blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. The Jezebel spirit runs deeply in narcissists. You got to pray the narcissist away. Okay, cool. You sit out there and pray that narcissist away instead of exercising your free will and exiting this situation safely as possible, you sit there and pray all you want to. God gave you free will to pray. You can pray, but you have to take action. Because somebody said prayer without works is dead. What are you doing? You just praying and hoping God does it all? You have to do something. You have to move yourself. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you have to take action in these situations. You have to. Safely as possible, y'all. Like I said, you have to be safe. Because some of y'all are not just dealing with your regular run-of-the-mill narcissist. Some of y'all are dealing with sociopaths and psychopaths. They will send you to meet God. You don't have to pray. You won't have to pray to God anymore. They will send you to meet God face to face, and you can talk to God about this situation. They will send you, and you know what I mean. They will unalive you and send you over to meet your maker. Well, you don't have to pray anymore, because you'll be face to face with them. You know what I mean? So be safe as possible if you decide to exit one of these relationship dynamics, because they'll send you to meet your maker. They absolutely 100% will. So that's what I tell people in these situations and whatnot. So they will absolutely express vulnerability with you. So that's what I tell people. Before you get into a relationship with somebody, heal. Because if you're vulnerable and they're vulnerable, then both of y'all are two unhealed people trying to work through some stuff together. And narcissistic people prey on vulnerability. We don't search out empaths. I think people just think empaths have some, like, there's some kind of genetic marker that narcissists can sense and find empaths. That's not true. If they meet you, if y'all meet and you just happen to be an empath in a vulnerable state, they're going to get you because you are more apt to trust them if they're being vulnerable to you. A lot of narcissistic people are just matching your energy and mirroring back what you show them and what you tell them. So if you are vulnerable to them, they will share a moment of vulnerability with you to get you to bond closer to them. You mean it absolutely works that way too. You can be vulnerable. They can be vulnerable to you. You'll be vulnerable to them, and they'll match your vulnerability to get you to trust them. And guess what? You'll fall for them quicker if they're vulnerable to you when you're vulnerable to them. Oh, I finally found somebody to match my vulnerability. I finally found an empathetic man or empathetic woman that feels the same way I feel. Blah blah blah. Boop 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 beep beep beep. And it comes to turn. And at the end of the day, it comes to turn out that this person is faking it. They weren't faking the vulnerability. They were being vulnerable with you and telling you the truth, but they used their vulnerability to manipulate you with. There's some truth to that part right there as well, y'all. So say if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that they will absolutely show you some vulnerability. They will. They'll cry. They'll beg. They'll plead. They'll be on their hands and knees. They'll promise to change. They'll do all of this stuff. You mean they'll tell you about, they'll tell you about their childhood and things like that. They'll do all of this stuff other than just actually working in themselves to change. They'll beg and plead. Tell you that their mama used to treat them terribly. Tell you that their dad left them, or the mom left them, and they abandoned them, or whatever. They grew up in an orphanage. They'll tell you all these stories to get you to feel sorry for them. Vulnerability. They'll show you these moments of gleaming vulnerability to get you to drop your guard and trust them. And then once you do that, they got you, because now you trust them more. Vulnerable people trust other vulnerable people, and there's a truth to that right there. Because if you're in a vulnerable state, I know I'm sweating, y'all. If you're in a vulnerable state, then yeah, you absolutely going to trust a vulnerable person. Oh, they're vulnerable. They express so many emotions to me. They were emotionally vulnerable to me, and just they cried in front of me on the first, second, third date or whatever. And now we're connected more than ever. Y'all, people, narcissistic, toxic people, can and will absolutely use moments of vulnerability to manipulate you with, y'all. Yeah, I have to cut this thing short. It's steaming hot here in North Carolina today. But speaking of North Carolina, the live in-person meet and greet is set for July 23rd, 2022 at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina, 3 p.m. More details to come. Come through, say hey, meet me, Raw Motivations, and a few other creators from Narcissist, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and whatnot as well. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Healness is out. Peace.